All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, everybody is talking about the continued extreme cost of gas that continues to go up almost on a daily basis. And I don't have to tell you, you know, many of us are struggling to continue to keep oil in our tank and to continue to move our lives forward. Not an easy thing to do. We have to move around with that kind of a society. And the number one mode of moving around and transportation for us are our cars. And so we've got to do that. We can't abdicate the car now for the horse and buggy. We're not going to ever go back to the horse and buggy. We have our vehicles, we have our cars, and that's what we use. And yes, it is a hurtful time right now as we struggle to keep our tanks filled, and we're wondering when the end is going to come. So the cry on the other side of this from Republicans is drill, baby, drill. More and more wells. We need more and more wells. Never mind that if you live around the oil refineries, I wonder how many people really know how short the life expectancy is of people who live in communities where the refineries are. How many people are aware that these communities are exposed to cancer, causing benzene, cancer that continues to permeate through families, generations after generations, because people live around those refineries. Now, you can say, well, they need to move, and say, well, you know, they don't have to live around the refineries. But, you know, what came first, the refineries or the people? In many instances, the people were there, and then they built the refineries around those families. Listen to this. Last year, a dozen oil refineries in the U.S. exceeded the federal maximum level for average emissions of the highly toxic carcinogen benzene, according to the new report by the Environmental Integrity Project, EIP. Five of the refineries were in Texas, four in Louisiana, one in Indiana, one in Pennsylvania, and one in the U.S. Virgin Islands, reported The Guardian. Now, let me say this. You may say that we've got to have the oil, we've got to have the gas. Those people are expendable. They should move, they should know better. But this is what regulations are about. And so regulations that protect the people. Should we abdicate making sure that people are safe for profit? And that's exactly what takes place in this country now. Regulations be damned, profit full speed ahead. About 6.1 million people in the U.S. live within 3 miles of an oil refinery, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. The EIP report stated that 129 oil refineries were operating in the U.S. last year, 118 of which reported benzene concentrations at or near the refinery site. An area known as the fence line to the EPA, fence line communities have minority and low-income populations that are almost twice that of the general population, according to the EPA. Difficult to detect leaks from pumps, valves, and other sources are responsible for a considerable amount of the excess benzene emissions, The Guardian reported. In an average yearly level of the highest measured concentrations of benzene at a refinery is over 3 micrograms per cubic meter, which includes almost half of the oil refineries the EPA defines that as long as term potential health threat. The report said action is required by the EPA if the average is over 9 micrograms per cubic meter, which is considered action level benzene emissions reported to the Guardian. Here's the issue. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, I know. You know, I drive my car. I'm thankful. I like to be able to have independence to get around. And so, you know, yeah, that's a great advantage. But should it be to the degree that it endangers the lives of many people in this country who don't even know that they're being exposed to it? You know, my thing has always been that you can't tell me about business. Well, you know, I'm a businessman. Okay. So it's fine that you're a businessman. But the fact that you're a businessman shouldn't mean that you should be taking advantage of the people, because you're a businessman. By that definition, what's the difference between a businessman and a crook? I mean, really. You know, in many instances, a businessman can become a legalized crook. What they've done is just sanitize the word, change it around a little bit, and then we respect that. But when you are looking at the sheer damage, I mean, I don't even, you know, my parents, the plant that I lived around, that I worked at, was a plant that was, 10 acres or more? No, 30 acres. The plant that I worked at for 30 plus years, it was 30 acres. And all around it were houses and families. And we made everything from powdered metal. We made glass. You know, we made, we had a foundry. We made all sorts of carcinogens. We buried carcinogens on the property, because it was such a large property, 30 acres, right inside of a neighborhood, right inside of a community. The water that went to the homes in the community seeped all of those carcinogens and poisons that the company produced, and that we used chemicals to make what we made, seeped through all the ground. And wound up poisoning people in the neighborhoods. Nobody said anything about it. No telling how many people's lives were cut short, cancer and all those things. But, you know, it's business people. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, I mean, should that matter? The fact that we need oil, you know, we need gasoline. Should people be sacrificed for that? Or should we hold accountable the corporations and what they do? Shouldn't get a free pass. You know, people die because of things you did, whether you're a corporation or not. There's definitely a penalty that you should pay. If the average yearly level of the highest measured concentrations of benzene at a refinery is over 3. Oh, talked about that. If the facilities can't get the benzene below the action level year after year, we really need to see enforcement from the EPA. So we've got an EPA. So the EPA's sole responsibility is to look out for the health and well-being of the society, of the people. This is what I'm talking about, things that happened in this country, that we all cheer the greatness of our country, and yet the EPA knows that these things are happening. They represent the government. It's a government, a bureaucracy. And they know that people are being poisoned, and yet they don't do anything about it. We're going to allow certain aspects of this because we don't want to interfere with the business model. What are you talking about? Why is not the protection of the American people paramount by our government? It should always be that. And I don't care about the businessman. I really don't. They shouldn't get a pass because that's who they are. So what makes them any different than the guy who walks out on the street and shoots you with a gun? If in the final analysis, death is going to come to you, the guy who shot you with a gun, we find him, we see him, we lock him up. But the businessman who long-term kills you, we don't give that a second thought. Why? Because, we're a capitalistic society and, people have to make money. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Test the universe to the heavens high.